Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And on that note as well, as always, I'm joined by Ans van Rensburg, who's the Clinic Admin Manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi, Ans, how are you?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm really great. I was just, like I said, happy that we can be serious about playing.
Yes.
I was joking, actually, with Lizette a little bit and saying, like, feels to me like us as adults are overthinking this whole play thing a little bit too much.
Absolutely. I mean, there is so much evidence that that is emerging about how important play actually is for children and how much it forms part of their learning and development. But then, unfortunately, what happens is that parents tend to put so much pressure on themselves because they don't always know what is enough play and what does it mean to play meaningfully.
Yes.
So it becomes one of those things that can be very much overwhelming. And also, when you look at different articles on the subject, you will find a variety of different opinions on what is enough play, what's considered too much play, sort of where a child may become overstimulated to an extent. So there's a lot of conflicting information.
And I mean, that's actually quite a good point that you're making, Ans, because I often tell parents, especially parents of smaller children, that sometimes I feel parents are too quickly wanting to do all sorts of activities with their children to ensure now that they're not missing out on it. And then in the end, they're actually overstimulating their child. And then their child is struggling to fall asleep or something like that and become very fussy because they're just like, seriously, can't take it anymore.
That is so true. And also one thing that we see quite often, and it's certainly something that I've seen in practice many times before, is where parents want to sort of expose their child to as much as possible, which is always a very good idea, but then to see what the child can and cannot do. But then what happens is that as soon as a child is able to do a certain thing, for example, a child starts walking from a certain age, if the child doesn't do that at that age, they become so worried that something is wrong. And it's always this thing, and I've said it so many times before, it's something I'm really passionate about, is that if you put too much pressure on yourself as a parent, you are going to eventually miss the point of exposing your child, for example, to a playful activity. So take everything that you read online with, take it into context, take it also sometimes with a pinch of salt. You need to understand what the purpose is of the activity that you are exposing your child to. And if your child isn't able to do a certain thing, just expose them more and play with them and don't pressurize them to do something, because like I said, unfortunately, then we can easily miss the point.
No, and I mean, it is also, even if I just think of my own two children, it's my daughter or my son, he started speaking and saying a lot of different words at a very young age, but he only started walking I think he was like something like 15 months or something. And my daughter, on the other hand, she started walking already when she was 11 months and then speaking a little bit later. And I think that's exactly what you're saying, is that in the end, we very much get very nervous if we're looking at these milestones that our children have to reach, and then we get nervous if they don't reach it. And you can kind of miss the point of, you know, they are eventually going to, I mean, and I mentioned it also, my son didn't properly crawl. Yes, we did have some midline, but we sorted it out in the end. So in the end, they're probably going to do it. But it is also good. I mean, in the end, that's why you guys are there, for us to go checkups, to have checkups to see when we should get worried.
Absolutely. And whenever, it's something also that I love talking about, whenever you as a parent are worried that your child is not reaching a certain milestone, for example, whether it's walking, playing, it's always good to speak to a healthcare provider and or healthcare professional to ask advice. It can be so damaging to look for advice in the wrong places. And sometimes, unfortunately, the first place that we go to for advice, I mean, including myself, is social media or online. But as I've mentioned, there's so much conflicting information and it can be overwhelming, and you can sometimes feel as a failure as a parent. Meanwhile, it couldn't be further from the truth. So it's always good to speak to a healthcare professional and ask advice, and they'll do an assessment to see if there's something that needs further investigation. And a good place to start is a Dischemel babysitter clinic, and we will do a very brief assessment and provide a referral to an appropriate specialist if need be.
And I mean, it is helpful to have. And I mean, again, also, remember your baby, and Anne said it so nicely. In the end of the day, your baby is not a checklist that you have to kind of check off. This is happening. This is happening. This is happening. Things happen at a very different time. And we should also always take the opportunity to just breathe and take it in and have fun with them. As always, Anne, it was fantastic to have you. I'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, Landi. Take care. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.